It's Sunday on One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. Here are all the poems from this week. A chance to listen again or catch what you missed. We'll start with the extra poem by me, Maggie Devers. Writing love poems to the NASA artist concept. How small we are. How infinitesimally small. And yet I am here, writing this down so you may read it 10 years from now, or 100. Or never. Is never the same as zero? What if every breath is a big bang, the end of one universe and the beginning of another? Galaxies live in your voice, echoing through the walls, off the walls, in the space between your ribs. I hear you. I see you. Once, twice, forever. And it's never enough. By Maggie Devers. Every cell misses you. Every single cell in my body calls your name. It's like they all know who they belong to. When you're near, they hum quietly, like a song only I can feel. When you're far, they scream, they ache. My heart tries to stay strong, but it beats too fast when I think of you. Sometimes it skips, like it forgot how to live without your rhythm. My lungs struggle too. They fill with your memory, and when I breathe out, it hurts to let you go. My stomach twists when I miss you. It forgets what comfort feels like. My hands reach out for nothing, and my skin burns from the space where your touch should be. My eyes get tired from searching for you in every shadow, every crowd, every dream. I am made of you now. You live in my blood, my bones, my breath. You are in the tiny, invisible pieces of me that keep me alive. And when you're gone, those pieces cry out. They ache like broken glass inside me. I'd do anything for you, anything to see you happy, anything to make you stay. Because loving you is not just in my heart. It's in every part of me. And missing you feels like my body forgetting how to live. By Dolon Pramanik. Butterflied, oh. Fish-eyed, butterflied collection of furrowed bones composed of dust and glitter, scattered throughout the meadow. The gray-hued calcium boughs quiver at the poisonous, fetid breath of their beast. A skin sack stuffed with long rancid meat, sheathed in tethered flesh. A machete. A blood-colored glass of something. Hails onto the peppermint braids of greenery. Altogether, the beasts croon about glory, thorns, wars, fortresses built off your pearly lament sprout from the land. Moonlight bathes the so-called clique of control as merciful, but cunning, death abates the tempest. By Jan Siri Rojas. You'll hear music. If you listen closely, you'll hear the music in the quiet humming, pulses and surges of electricity, moving through us with light and energy. If you listen closely, you'll hear the music in the wind whistling softly, making its way through, carrying seeds of hope for a tomorrow that will surely come. If you listen closely, you'll hear the music in the stately elms and oaks planning for a winter of full exposure, cold days, stark nights. If you listen closely, you'll hear the music in the private chirps of the feathered ones who remain to brave the winter and feast on songs of insects buried deep in the cold, hard earth. If you listen closely, you'll hear the music in the laughter of children frolicking in the last remaining days of sun, before the Arctic breeze pushes us behind closed doors to seek other sources of warmth. If you listen closely, you'll hear the music in the beating of your own heart, in tune with blessing and grief, singing back to you. All is well. All is well. By Chandra Tyler Mountain. This poem is included in the 2024-25 Stafford Challenge Anthology. Patience. Yes, you need patience. The patience of a steadfast tree. In autumn, it lets its leaves go free, believing, not hoping alone. In spring, he will have grown. No one sits beneath the tree, yet soon they will come to see. Look, the birds are drawing near. Yes, 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 spring is here. Everyone is happy and free. Yes, you need patience, the patience of a steadfast tree. By Aisha Mulhall. Lost Bond. There are stories the world claims to tell, yet we do not hear. Stories of girls denied the gift of learning, who live through nightmares and are not allowed to dream. Of Salma, 12, who watches her uncle close a business deal behind closed doors, scrubbing the blood of strangers 2 weeks later, was how she learned it was her future which was traded. Of Preeta, 22. Dragged into a corner by 5 boys, who walked away with her smile and her voice. Now she stands by her window every night, talking to the moon. This is the only way she feels heard. Of every girl in my country who walks down the hill before the sun even rises, carrying a heavy container and a heavier heart. Dreams of desks and blackboards. Her childhood is passing. One chore, one silence. One sacrifice at a time. No one asks, no one cares. And when bad things happen, they ask, what were you wearing? Where were you going? Who did you go to see? Instead of saying, this shouldn't have happened to you. They clap for us on special days, Girls' Day, Women's Day, but forget to lend us a hand on all the other days, when we need it the most. And now, all I have to say is this. We will continue to stand tall, to dream without fear, even when our dreams seem small. We will speak out, even if our voices still shake, because silence is never an option. We are not weak, and we will tell our stories with our own lips. By Pinky Faith Okafor. Love Song. My own dear love, he is strong and bold, and he cares not what comes after. His words ring sweet as a chime of gold, and his eyes are lit with laughter. He is jubilant as a flag unfurled. Oh, a girl, she'd not forget him. My own dear love, he is all my world, and I wish I'd never met him. My love, he's mad, and my love, he's fleet, and a wild young wood thing bore him. The ways are fair to his roaming feet, and the skies are sunlit for him. As sharply sweet to my heart he seems as the fragrance of acacia. My own dear love, he is all my dreams, and I wish he were in Asia. My love runs by like a day in June, and he makes no friends of sorrows. He'll tread his galloping rigadoon in the pathway of the morrows. He'll live his days where the sunbeams start, nor could storm or wind uproot him. My own dear love, he has all my heart, and I wish somebody'd shoot him. By Dorothy Parker. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. If you'd like a poem each day in your inbox, subscribe on Substack and Patreon to get a copy of my book, plus episodes from my audiobook.